Okay. What would you call the X-shaped frame that you saw, laid the log across to sew it?
Wait a minute. Saw rack.
All right. And how about that A-shaped frame that you'd use two of them and then put a board across?
Well, all I must call racks for me. Mm-hmm. Where you just had one two boards fastened together, and you go out there and raise the log up and put the log in it, and then you saw it off.
What about
it? But where you had two, you usually had some cross piece of plank that held them in place. They'd be usually about the width of the bed this way or that way, and you'd put your log in there and saw all that.
Mm-hmm. What if it's a thing like that, A-shaped at the bottom? What would you call that?
Well, what about the top?
Well, this there's just a board up here.
Oh,
and then you need two of them.
I'd call that, they call it a workbench or a horse.
Mm-hmm. Sawhorse is what I...
Sawhorse, that's where you do carpenter work and things like that. You use those sawhorses placing your timber up there.
Are we through for the day?
I guess we better be, sugar.
Okay.
You know the reason I talk so much?
What's that?
In 1926, I extracted my teeth.
Yes.
Put in women's teeth, and I can't get them out, and I can't get them pushed.
Yeah, okay, I can believe that, I think. All right, well, where we left off was, I was about to ask you what you, the thing you use to straighten your hair with, you might use a comb or you might use a...
Brush.
And if you're going to do that to your hair, you say you're going to do what?
You comb and brush it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you would...
brush it, and then man usually just rubs his dry, and the women, they used to have to get out in the sun. The sun there is dry, or they hold it before the fireplace.
Right.
Now it's quite different. They have the dryers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like those, though. I'd rather just let it dry in the air. Okay, you sharpen a straight razor on a leather.
You sharpen it. You on one side you have a canvas, and on the other side it's supposed to be real leather.
Mm-hmm.
And on your canvas, you sharpen it.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts a kind of a rough, sharp edge on it. Turn it over on the leather,
mm-hmm.
and that puts on a keen edge. It will cut your whiskers. Always strapping them a long time ago when I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Always reached up and got a hair out of my head
uh-huh.
and see if I could split that hair with that razor if it's sharp enough for that.
Can you really do that?
And if it cut it in two, I needed more strapping.
Oh.
You can split one of the hairs of your head with a sharp
split
razor.
A hair? Can you really?
You really can.
Mm. I don't know.
That made me think I was about splitting a blanket. That happened out our way. One of the ugliest men I ever knew married a, which was a married Mary years ago. And each one of them had some sheep and wool.
Mm-hmm.
They spun that wool and wove a blanket. And then they separated. He quit her because she is so ugly. And they take the scissors and split that blanket right down the middle. That's where that splitting the blanket got started. Made me think I was talking about splitting the hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my great-great-grandmothers was named Mary. She wasn't ugly, though, so.
Well, my great-grandmother's name is.
Really? I don't think they're any kin, though.
You wouldn't want them to be. She lived out there. She had a boy named Ed. Lived out there close to, out from Bowden, between mm-hmm. Bowden
Okay. All right, well, we're talking about sharpening things. How would you sharpen a knife on a little portable thing? What would you call that?
Well, now there's two or three ways now.